The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, coming up at about 24 after, we're going to start opening the phones up for the balance of the hour for James Wesley Rawls, our guest. Also want to hit a bunch of other news items with him and get his take on it. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. That was a short segment. This is a short segment. In the long segment, we're going to get into the Caliphate, his latest novel, and what the next big shoe to drop in his brain is with the man that heads up survivalblog.com, James Wesley Rawls. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But getting back to what you were just saying, to me this is key because I used to get mad at police and some of the police state stuff. I realize that's what they're being trained to do, so we should change it above them. That's our political job. But on average, cops tend to be more awake than the general public. And some jurisdictions are very corrupt, but others are pretty good folks overall. And so that's why you've got the Black Lives Matter, the UN Strong Cities Initiative coming in to take over. I mean, it's actually happening. And so we also have the military even more awake. So they're saying the number one domestic enemy will be returning veterans and gun owners. Well, that woke up military training to take on domestic terrorists who they're being taught are themselves. So there's a major disconnect in the elites. And if they would have disconnects, like not realizing when you tell Marines and Army troops on bases across the country, don't go to Infowars.com, that they're all going to go to Infowars.com. Or when they get up there and badmouth the founders and Christians and gun owners and make the men wear red high heel shoes, that it's not demoralizing them, it's turning them against their controllers. You take a bunch of socialist engineers, give them ROTC merit, give them an officer's commission, stick them in the military. It's so alien, they've caused a total wake up. I mean, I really see this as one of the biggest missteps ever. Go ahead, sir, and give me your view on that.
We are in a situation where the controllers are losing control because there's so many different channels of media now available. They basically can't stop the signal. The truth is out there. It's people like you and bloggers and podcasters and journalists, non-mainstream journalists who are waking people up to the truth. And a lot of those people are in military organizations. They're people, as I mentioned before, at the Pentagon, for example, people who are on general staffs, people who are in military intelligence. And most people don't realize that there's as many people in military intelligence with the different military services as there are with the CIA and the NSA and the NRO, for example.
And there is, from my sources, I'm not saying they're perfectly good, but the Army groups and others are basically battling the foreign interests that have come in and taken over the CIA. And there's been a decades-long war now emerging where more and more Army officers are even able to go on air now and actively badmouth the corrupt system, which, for folks that don't know, is basically mutiny, but it's not mutiny because the military realizes the country's now been captured.
Right. There's definitely different competing camps within the intelligence agencies and within the military. A lot of the really conservative, libertarian, and freedom-minded general officers were purged during the 7 years of the Obama administration. But there's still a lot of people in the enlisted ranks, warrant officers, junior officers, and up into the field grade officers who have a concept of American liberty, and they cannot quench that. They can't just turn, they just can't put that fire
this
out.
This is the key to everything. Stay there. I want you to come back and speak to this at length, then into the caliphate, survivalblog.com. This is the key. They've already decapitated the federal government and brought in their operatives, but the people that actually run the military are still there, and they're awake now. This is a key time.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4040 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4040.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Is there a difference in body armor? You bet there is. Quality, warranty, price. Get it all from Patriot Armor. Veteran-owned and operated, Patriot Armor plates are made in America. Extensively tested, independent lab certified. Come in many options and protection levels with a lifetime warranty on our steel armor plates and Viper plate carriers. Plus, industry-leading prices starting at just $149.99. Click PatriotArmorDefense.com or call 727-280-7146. When your life depends on it, trust no other. Patriot Armor.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
About 160 years ago, 165 years ago, the British crown was having trouble expanding and maintaining its empire. So they financed their top scientists, this is all in books that have been published at the time and since then, to come up with social engineering and social control. And to develop machines that could track and trace everyone, and to develop cultural systems of what they called mind war. That was actually a British term, and then it was picked up by the Germans. It's what they called psyops or psychological warfare. But what happens when people in the end game realize that they're the target of it as well? You see, globalism isn't just taking over because it's a better system. That would just take over by adoption. Free market. It's taking over to end all competition. It's taking over to end the family, to end our culture as you know it. Go read the book, Things to Come. Go see what the head of the Fabian Socialists said they were going to do. He wrote more nonfiction books than he wrote fiction. I've probably read 7 or 8 nonfiction books by H.G. Wells, and I'll be honest, I can't read any more of them. I used to read all their books and stuff and Carol Quigley, and I already know their plan. It's really scary to actually read them saying it and licking their lips and stuff. Folks, these people really don't like you, okay? And you need to understand they're the same people that used the people of Ireland and Scotland and England who were strong to build their world tyranny. They were colonialized by the Romanian and Habsburg, who weren't even really German, criminals that had learned how to control the final spice trade coming in out of the Middle East there in what's Transylvania today. And they perfected torture and political manipulation and really a lot of bad stuff. Not that Western Europe is perfect, but they brought all that in, they took over, and God help us, man. And notice, now the West gets the blame for what these people have used us to build for them. And they're now moving into their end game. So you hear terms like communist, fascist, socialist, those are all to confuse you. They're different forms of command and control that the elites want because they can manage command and control because it's centralized. Read Tragedy and Hope. We sell the book, InfoWarsStore.com, back in print, written by this guy that published it so the State Department's own people could understand what they're doing. Wait, we fund communists and fascists and socialists, and we want dictators, and we don't want freedom? And it's an 1,100-page book explaining to them that none of this means anything, that we're taking over, and that we're the new British Empire, and that we know best, so just do it, and you'll be taken care of. They're so arrogant, they published it. People actually started reading it, though, so they took it out of print. That's where this goes. James Wesley Rawls and I are not up here giving you our opinion. Do you understand that? The thousands of quotes, the statements, the admissions, it's far worse than I can tell you. Prince Philip, Prince Charles, constantly talking about how they want to kill everybody and bring in world government to forcibly inoculate you, you know, cancer viruses. They mean business. They mean business. And the fact that some whacked out Transylvanian royalty wants a world government to run your life. And they're always, you know what, they're always digging up on the castle properties and the rest of it. Little kids. I mean, folks, you cannot make up how evil these people are. I'm going to stop right there. But again, it's legends. They're not physical vampires. They're a bloodline of psychotics. And they're not even running the show. They just kicked off and funded scientific, you know, there was major science in the 1850s, folks. They focus on the science of control, and this has been copied, it's been exported, it's been refined, there's all these new systems. I'm ranting. I'm going to go back to our guest. You should understand what we face. The terms you want to know is the fact that globalism is really totally corrupt scientific colonialism by multinational mega banks and institutions that are above the law and are the new royalty with the power to tax but are exempt from it. Letter of mark given to their operatives, their mercenaries. And they're reversing the Western invasion where they'd say, you're going to go put on a ship or we're going to kill you. I mean, you think it was fun when, you know, like the 1600s, more than half of crews died routinely, usually about a third on an African or South American voyage. You think they weren't slaves? And the West then tried to end slavery. But within the West was growing this great evil. And so now you're facing scientific colonialism at a multinational, above the state level, playing the states off against each other, the individuals against each other, the great game times 1,000, and nested in the heart of this, nested in the core of this, is then using the giant third world populations with promises of their own colonialism to come to the West and get the free welfare and the free goodies to be brought here to be programmed with liberation theology, hate the West theology, and then you conquer the third world and the West by playing them off against each other. And that is their admitted plan. You have been given the enemy's blueprint. What are you going to do about it? Now, Mr. Rawls, I'm going to try to shut up and give you the floor now, but I want to set the table here. Getting back into the military waking up, the bureaucrats waking up, a lot of people understanding now as we near the end game that the Patriots were right the last 60-plus years from Barry Goldwater up to you and others, warning people. And so now how does that affect the battle space? Where does this go? And why is Islam, as I think you correctly predicted over a decade ago, the secret skeleton key weapon that they're going to use to finish their world government takeover?
Well, Alex, the goal obviously is control. They want to consolidate power. They want to institute a global system, and all the pieces are in place right now to make that happen. With the internet, with the possibility of going cashless for the world currencies, and soon to be just a single currency, I think that's definitely their goal. They have this game plan, and they are indeed, just as you said, playing one group off of another to make all this happen. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the last hour, the real tool that's being used right now following the end of the Cold War is using radical Islam as a pawn. And as I mentioned before, I think that that pawn may actually be a knight or a queen in hiding. It's going to turn against them with dramatic results when all is said and done. We are seeing this all play out, and the pace at which change is taking place is getting faster and faster and faster. And they're trying to manipulate this whole game by keeping people in the dark. They're failing at that. And at this point, it's going to come down to crisis, whether it's a global pandemic, whether it's a global economic collapse, or whether it's a global war. They're going to have to play the crisis card very soon, because they basically lost control economically. And they have lost, they don't realize it yet, but they have lost the information war. People like you have woken up too many people. And at this point, the only arrow left in their quiver is absolute crisis.
That's right. And we're now going into it. Hillary admitted they're losing the information war 4 years ago to Congress, but I don't think she even realizes how much they've lost the information war. Is there any way to get these cornered rats to not destroy everything, to keep power? Couldn't the states get together in a first-run constitutional convention just to have letters of demand and basically tell the top operatives, stop their anti-American activities, don't shut down power plants, don't let China have unfair trade deals, start there, and then give them a year to exit the United States. I mean, that of course, as you know, as a student of history, Mr. Rawls, has been done before with corrupt elites who are like a cancer and are too hard to dislodge. I mean, could some type of through-the-system armistice happen and just have these people flake off?
That is possible, and I think one venue for that may be the upcoming Republican National Convention, because they don't control all of those individual delegates. And once a party convention is in a lot of ways like a constitutional convention, once the floor is open, if enough people call for discussion of a particular topic, it can't be stopped. And I think that at the upcoming Republican National Convention, a lot of these fundamental issues may be raised, and we may see another Barry Goldwater moment for our nation coming up. And it could very well happen there.
That's right, because when they engage in this open theft, it is going to be a huge wake-up call on top of the wake-up call that's already happening, and people are really going to see through it. Do you think it's arrogance overall, or fear that they're just nakedly going, yeah, your vote doesn't count, get used to it, all over TV?
Well, the level of arrogance is just horrendous. To think that they can attempt to stage manage an entire political convention by manipulating the rules of that convention, I think it may backfire on them. I think they're, you know, one of two things are going to happen. Either there's going to be absolute pandemonium on the floor, or there's going to be a walkout of a lot of delegates. They may just walk to a hotel across the street and start their own convention.
That's the idea. I'm going to call Roger Stone right now because obviously his former business partner now is pretty much the head of the campaign. They still got Lewandowski over there on the side. Wow, that is a great idea. And I kind of think that's what may be actually planned, but it's funny you brought that up.
Well, again, things are spinning out of control. And at this point, again, I think it's going to come down to a massive crisis of some sort as kind of a last-ditch effort for them to maintain their control.
And as things get more out of control, as things get more out of control, it's going to get more out of control and more out of control. Let's say on a scale of 1 to 100, 100 being the most out of control, you know, full-on nuclear war happening and just total insanity, and, you know, 0 being Valhallic, pastoral utopias. Where are we on that scale, sir?
Well, I'd say we're somewhere in the 80s or in the 90s here right now.
Yeah.
They're losing control. And at this point, unless they have a crisis that they can use as the excuse to collapse the stock market, cause a banking crisis, and institute a global currency, they'll need something of that scale to continue to consolidate power. Because otherwise, power is going to slip through their grasp.
And so what you keep hammering is they're going to pull a crisis, they're going to false flag, or they're going to wind somebody up, and they're going to create a crisis to be the saviors that's so huge it diverts from stealing elections and everything else.
Yeah, they'll probably have a pre-planned event on a grand scale. It won't just be something like Sandy Hook, okay? It's going to be more like a major assassination, say, for example, of a key political figure or a key candidate that they'll then try to pin on the Patriot movement, for example.
That's right. So they could false flag and kill Donald Trump and blame it on the Patriots, or they could do it to Obama. That's what my gut's been telling me is we're entering the season of a political assassination to be pinned on one group or the other. It won't matter if it ever gets proven. It'll just cause war on the streets.
Yes, and there literally will be blood in the streets if that happens. And again, getting back to the political conventions, the party conventions, coming out of the Democratic convention or more likely out of the Republican convention, we could see a huge uproar, especially if they attempt to broker this convention and put an insider in place of one of the two perceived outsiders.
And that's the only way. I mean, look, I'll be honest. I don't want to scare people. They could do stuff like a low-yield nuke in Cleveland and then, you know, have Obama declare a civil emergency, say, in two, you know, a year now, we're going to have an election, and then basically, all the preparations I see is if they're planning something humongous. And I don't want to speculate here, but I said before 9/11, look for them to blow up the World Trade Centers and blame it on their asset Bin Laden. I'm not saying there isn't radical Islam, and obviously Saudi Arabia, the 28 pages. I was just saying I could see the preparation. I could see them beta testing. I could see them getting everybody ready. And then I called it exactly as they did it. And I'm telling you, I've never seen such frightening rhetoric. Obama's hyping nuclear terror. Everybody else is saying, oh, mushroom cloud over Manhattan. In your gut and your sources, what are some of the false flag triggers you think that the activating the ISIS Al-Qaeda sleeper cells they have all over the U.S.? What do you think it could be?
It could very well be ISIS here in the United States or another major event in Europe. But I think they, at this point, see the need to step things up a notch. So it won't just be guys pulling out AK-47s and hand grenades and shouting Allahu Akbar. It's going to be more like nuclear dirty bombs or even nuclear devices that reach critical mass, actual nuclear weapons, or biological warfare agents, or massive use of chemical agents in a confined but heavily populated space. And by that I mean something like a subway or a stadium full of people, where there wouldn't just be dozens of deaths or hundreds of deaths. There could be thousands of simultaneous deaths. And that is the level they want to step things up to that level, because it's only out of that level of crisis that they can call for something like martial law.
Wow. And they've already got, quote, civil emergencies in Germany and France suspending people's rights. It's amazing. What do we do? I mean, I guess we call mainstream media. We do our own shows. Everybody does videos. Everybody comes to their own activists and says, we don't want nuclear terror. If there's nuclear Islamic terror, we hold you responsible, Mr. President. You know, we know you're cooking something. You know, hey, ugly, we know you're cooking. You know, don't cook it up for me to reverse what Hank Williams said. I mean, this is, what do we do to stop it?
I really don't know an ideal solution other than to continue to wake people up and encourage people to not give up completely on the political process. I hear so many people who say, it's all over, we can't do anything. No matter who gets into office, they're going to pack the Supreme Court, blah, blah, blah. No, I think there still is hope for the political process. So people need to be aware. They need to be politically active. They need to be incredibly vocal. And don't be buffaloed. There's going to be a lot of changes going on in our country in the next 5 years where they're going to use hate speech laws to try to silence people.
I agree. And I want to talk about that next, because the answer is everybody use your speech or lose it. They're openly announcing it. And I want to come back and go to calls.
Right.
But separately, James Wesley Rawls, survivalblog.com. Again, joining us here, if you just tuned in, I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com, syndicated radio/TV transmission every day, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. Looking at this and looking at the different things that they're pulling, I also think it's important to reach out to some of the bots and some of the mainline liberals who come out to protest Trump. And once they actually talk to the Trump supporters, I see a lot of videos where people are actually coming together. That's not getting a lot of coverage in the media, but it's happening. I mean, when Louis Farrakhan says we don't need to bring more Muslims in because they're going to blow stuff up and then regular Muslims are going to get blamed, nobody covered that, because it makes Trump look so common sense. And so I really see them being afraid of, during this crisis, everybody trying to reach out to each other. I mean, I think that's a big part of this.
Yeah. If their goal is to divide groups and the groups throw that back in their face by actually showing some cohesiveness and a unity of voice saying, yes, we want less government, we want less control, we want more individual freedom, that's going to really throw a monkey wrench into their plans.
Sure. And
they want to continue to divide and conquer. And if we can actually find some common ground with people on the other end of the political spectrum, it's going to thwart their plans.
Separately, you bring up don't give up the political process. It's become fake. It's become a fraud. But as we get involved, we expose the voting machines. As we run for office, good people get elected. It's a battle. We're fighting crooks. Good men and women always trump them, pun intended, when we finally take action. It may take 10 years, may take 30 years, may take 6 months. You never know how it's going to work. We have the moral high ground. And by going there and forcing them to steal the nomination, that only accelerates the awakening. People think, oh, it's corrupt,
exactly.
Give up, you can't fix it. No, I've always said resistance is victory, because in my own life, but also studying history, it's the animating contest of liberty that empowers our liberty muscles. Mr. Rawls?
I agree with you, Alex. The political process still has hope. It's still at least a kernel of hope there for America, and we cannot give up on the process.
Well, look at how fast people are waking up right now.
Well, people are indeed waking up. And seeing what comes out of the Republican convention, if they do their brokered deal and they do their, what it really comes down to is power brokering, and people see that, I think they can't stop people from waking up to what's really going on. And people who have called themselves Republicans for many, many years are going to suddenly stop calling themselves Republicans if they see that the convention
is... That's right. It's a Democratic Party plan. They're the dominant party. The Republicans, since the Rockefeller days, just play along. They're preparing to finally go ahead and kill the party entirely and create one-party rule with a vestigial Republican Party in the South. This is the true fall of America. I want to get your take on that. James Wesley Rawls, survivalblog.com. We'll talk about the caliphate and then go right to calls. Talk about your new novel, Straight Ahead, that folks can find in bookstores everywhere, survivalblog.com, in the Land of Promise, first book in the Counter-Caliphate Chronicles.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Look, I don't want to get up here on a high horse, but I grew up in a family that was heavily informed about politics and what was really going on in the world. And I didn't think anything big deal of it when I was a kid. But I talk about this, people use it as a discrediting point, act like it's a secret and play a clip from the show. I'm saying it on my show, that there were a lot of people that were Army officers, a lot of people that worked at intelligence agencies, people that knew about what was going on. They were all like Mr. America, like Superman characters, just like absolutely change old ladies' tires, go get blood, work, go to the Salvation Army on Christmas. Good Christian people. And they were manipulated into this whole system. And by the time I was a little kid, I mean, people come over, family come over and stuff. I would just hear about the Federal Reserve, the takeover, and the communists, and they're going to break up the family. You can't believe what these people are doing. And and just people sitting around the coffee table, just like, you know, Dallas cops coming in and FBI agents and, you know, people running around, you know, just freaking out. And I'm like 5 years old, like watching all this. And, you know, like family getting blown up in Guatemala and being shipped in on a C-130 and, you know, just all sorts of stuff. And, I mean, Buckley works here, and you know, his dad was down there, and they were routinely attacked by rebels in the government district, and the house blown up they were in because it had all the antennas on the roof. I mean, I'm not gonna get into the whole deal. Just the point is that I sit here and I know this is all real. I know they're coming after us, and you need to understand something. The globalists, they love third world, they love radical Islam, they love authoritarianism because it's like them. They hate Christians. They hate America. They hate free market. They hate all of it. And they wanted totalitarianism to have their way with us. They're really bad news, people. You understand. People think it's brave to fight them. I'd be the most brave person in the world to not resist the globalist. If I'm out on a sailboat in the middle of a great lake and all of a sudden a huge leak forms and the boat's going to sink and it's freezing water, I'm going to be bailing as fast as I can to get back to shore, not because I have courage. I'm going to be busting my butt because I want to live. So that's why I don't call up and say I'm a hero. Do not call up and say how great I am. Folks, it's normal to fight this. It's abnormal not to. These people are really bad, and humanity deserves not to go through this anymore. You've seen all the tyrannies, and most governments are horrible and oppressive, and now you see the way we're going. It's bad news. I want to go back and get into Zoo Novel, take your phone calls. I'm not going to belabor this, but you need to understand that the reason I can be on the same page with somebody like Rawls, or the same page as the Colonel Schaefer, or the same page as the Tosh Plumlee whistleblower, or the same page as the Lieutenant Marine Corps Colonel, you know, it was on last week, or the same page as everybody else, or the same page as congressmen that come on the show, like Walter Jones, is because it's a real page. It's like the Sammy Hagar song. It's a fact. Not my point of view, and you know it's true. And so, debate's over. We have a scientific tyranny coming in that's very easy to defeat because it's so big and stinking and open and has been so arrogant. Because all the other tyrannies came as tanks or weapons or troops. So they thought, oh, we're corporate. We're sophisticated. The hillbillies won't look at what we're doing. Well, the hillbillies wouldn't look when everything was still pretty nice. Now they're looking and they're finding out you did it. You're not getting away with this. You won't be safe anywhere with your money. I don't have some big raging thing to prove to want a war with you. I'm not an idiot. I want to stop this now. So I hope listeners and people understand this isn't a game. And when I say tell your friends and family about the show, InfoWars.com, InfoWars.com/show, when I tell you go to InfoWars.com/show and download the free iPhone out of the Droid app or to send out articles or to send out podcasts, some people go, well, the government will get me if I do that. We're the government. We're the people. The military is ignoring all these threats. Just like Rawls said, they're coming after our free speech. Now is the time to stand, to protest, to demonstrate. You think I want to go to Cleveland? When I got three little kids, you think I really want to get up there? You think I really want to be all over the streets? I'm going to be there. Because I'm afraid of letting these people win. A lot more than I'm afraid what could happen to me. Stuff in the game, people. These people want to hurt you and your family. Okay, you understand that? They hate you because you're a good person. They want to dominate you. Where is your instinct that God gave you to resist these people? Get up. Take action. I want to see our stories, our videos, Rawls material, everything plastered everywhere. This is a war. I have climbed up on the billboards at night, personally. I have put the flyers everywhere. I have flown around on airplanes. I've done stuff I don't even talk about on air. And I'm not going to get into it here today. I do it at the grocery store. I do it at church, everywhere. Because I'm fighting for my life. You understand that? You're in a fight for your life and your children's future. Need to act like it. And I'm not bitching at anybody. But they put us into a trance, myself included. And I need people to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Hillary for President t-shirts, to get the Molon Labe, to meet like-minded people, and to spread the word and support the transmission. We brought the Hillary for President shirt back. It's been augmented. It's a new edition, but it looks pretty much the same. We also have the new Vitamin Mineral Fusion. You absolutely need that with your diet to boost your health, everything else. It's a game changer. X2, Super Male Vitality, the Methylcobalamin, Vitamin B12, Secret 12's back in. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. I want the money to have more reporters be able to go and cover everything and not spend all my time jacking around trying to get sponsors. And I'm not complaining, but we need fuel in this war. We need to be strong to face the enemy in the storm. And I thank you all for your support. I know it's rough out there. Thank you for your prayers, first and foremost. All right, Mr. Rawls, I want to give you the floor for about 6, 7, 8 minutes. I just get really excited talking about all this stuff. Because things are so earnest now. It's all happening now. We've been proven right. I know it's – how does it feel for you writing for 30 years to now see it all proven right and to see that your work has become basically prescient? I mean, I know personally I'm not excited about the fact I've been proven right. It's a very sick feeling, but at least we've been proven right, so more people pay attention now. And then let's get into the caliphate.
Sure. Well, it is gratifying to see that, you know, back in 1990 when I wrote the first draft of my first novel, people were saying that it was absolutely inconceivable to see a stock market collapse and a collapse in the U.S. dollar as a currency unit. And now people aren't saying that anymore. They recognize that it really is a possibility. And it is gratifying to see that people are waking up. But beyond that, it's important that as people wake up, they are politically active. They don't hold back from sharing this knowledge with their friends, and that they are fully committed to the fight ahead of them. You know, the old joke is that when the farmer was putting together breakfast, the chicken was involved, but the pig was committed. And that's the stage that we're at right now, where we have to be fully committed to this because the battle is on. It's right before us. And what I'm trying to do with my new novel series, the Counter Caliphate series, is to wake people up to the big picture of what's going on geopolitically and to point out to them that we are not just victims of our circumstances, okay? We can actually make a change as individuals, that we can individually push for the establishment of a Christian nation of refuge, for instance. That's what I put forth in the first novel in the series. That kind of change can take place. And because we are a globally interconnected society where individuals can make an enormous difference, the individual efforts of waking people up, organizing and creating alternatives to the current system can happen. They will happen. With God's help, these kind of changes will take place. And just like cockroaches scurrying away from the light, you turn enough lights on, like you're doing with all your educational quests, the roaches are going to go scurrying for cover. And people will realize that they individually can make a difference and they can truly change things. That's the encouraging thing. And that's why, as a Christian and as a patriot, I hold out a lot of hope. Because I think in the long run, we are bound to win. As your promo says, we are on the march. We will prevail in the long run. And that's very encouraging. So I do encourage people to get active and to share this knowledge as much as they can with others.
No one knows who said it. Last time I checked, it's author unknown of the statement, there are no atheists in foxholes. But it is true that armies throughout history know about providence. They know about trying to purify themselves. They know about trying to seek God. And that's because they've learned, even the most arrogant atheist, that, you laugh at God, it's very unlucky. But you talk about George Washington and others, providence is a real thing, and I've experienced it in my life. And I just feel sorry for people that really think this world's a joke and who don't think there aren't good and evil forces active in the world. Those people are so spiritually blind, they have no idea what's coming or what they're about to face.
Well, that's our real hope, really, is in Christ. And as we look at this whole global political mess that's developed, we can have hope in the certain knowledge of our salvation, and we can be absolutely fearless with that knowledge in the fight ahead, knowing that we know our destination. If we're going to heaven, they can't take that away from us. So we can be fearless in this fight.
Other tidbits before we go to calls that you'd like to relay to the listeners today. Yeah, his Skype was breaking up, and we just lost his audio. It should come back in a moment. Did his Skype completely disconnect? Okay, James, can you hear us?
Yeah, I have you.
Okay, any other little tidbits you want to add before we go to some calls?
Well, I just want to encourage people to wake up individually, wake up their friends. It's time to stock up, team up, and train up. Because we're far beyond just politics with this now. And the problems that have been created are going to affect us on a physical level. I mean, in terms of individual sustenance, in terms of individual just personal security of staying alive. So you need to have food storage. You need to have training. You need to have alternative currency, whether it's precious metals or ammunition for barter. It's actually come to that time where if you don't stock up, if you don't team up with your friends who are like-minded, and if you don't train up, because those supplies just by themselves are kind of useless unless you know exactly what you're doing with them. There's a learning curve with all of these things. It's time truly, folks, to stock up, team up, and train up to be ready for the dark days ahead.
And it only runs from bad to worse. We're not trying to be negative here, folks. They plan to collapse Western civilization to bring in social engineering. They need to make you very poor and desperate to do that. They do it in every communist takeover. This is not a communist program, but the globalists are using communist re-education tools and even communist terminology now in army manuals that are declassified. So this is very, very dangerous. They use what's worked before. They've been preparing the ground here for a while. Tim in Wyoming has a question for our guest, Mr. Rawls. Go ahead, Tim.
Yes, hello. Thanks for taking my call. My question for you, Mr. Rawls, is that Alex asked this question of listeners yesterday, and I never got a chance to call in and say what my line in the sand was. What is your line in the sand for when we should, basically stand up and be counted, so to speak? Because, I'm already doing as much as I can possibly do in my small town in Wyoming.
Well, I think a lot of that's targeting. I mean, the people around you are just minions of the system, so going after them doesn't do anything. That's why I'm defensive. At least if somebody's attacking me, I know they're in the wrong. But a lot of this is just exposing the operatives so that if everything does go to a shooting war, people know who the foreign enemy is. But, Mr. Rawls, your comments?
Right. Well, I think everybody has to draw their own individual line, as it were. Because for someone who is a single person, for example, without a family, without children to worry about, that line in the sand might be a lot farther out than someone who has a large family to worry about. That they're going to lock and load at a much later date than someone who doesn't have that level of responsibility for a family.
That's right. My line in the sand is protect my family, protect my community, not be offensive. I'm offensive with information, and then try to be defensive like a mother hen. But then at what point then do you go aggressive? And, boy, once the people that are in a mother hen position go aggressive, that's when heads really roll historically, correct?
Yes. And, again, people have to be wise as serpents and meek as doves, as the Bible teaches. Right now, if you look at what happened with the Bundy Ranch and with the Malheur Wildlife Refuge, people who stood up too early, too vocally, and who made some tactical mistakes in terms of committing felonies on federal property are now feeling the wrath of the federal government with multiple felonies.
They walked into a trap.
Yes, big time. And unfortunately, they all did it on camera, gave their names, and were seen on camera with weapons. And the sight of those weapons alone was used for as felony charges of use of firearms in the commission of a felony.
And they thought just because they were, quote, in the right on a few issues, they didn't know about the optics. It was very, very foolish.
Right. And so people have to be wise about that sort of thing. You have to pick your fights. You have to choose your battles wisely. Don't tilt at windmills. That's one reason I've never gotten involved in, even though the tax system in the United States is inherently wrong, I chose not to fight the tax battle because I saw what happened to too many tax protesters.
We're fighting the general globalist occupied takeover, that it's a worldwide takeover. It's illegitimate. We're occupied. We're not fighting each tentacle. We're exposing to everyone that this is an illegitimate takeover that's now more naked than ever.
Right. So, again, choose your battles wisely. And when you go to a public protest, you need to think very seriously about how far away you park your car, for example, so your license plate number won't be photographed, and whether or not you're going to disguise yourself. But don't be buffaloed into not attending at all.
Well, I say either choose to be totally public or be underground. That's the model I think. People should either be completely underground or totally out in the open. I'm totally out in the open.
Investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs to my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
I'm Alex Jones. Coming up at about 8 after, David Knight's going to take over to cover all the election news, a whole bunch of big interviews that our crew in multiple states have been getting following Donald Trump. That's in the fourth hour today. Many stations are picking up the fourth hour. Some don't. But anybody can find the video feeds and audio feeds at Infowars.com/show. Also, to be sent exclusive articles, exclusive videos, exclusive material, so we can stay in touch with you even when we're being attacked or the website's been taken down sometimes when we get hit. Infowars.com/newsletter. Just put in a random email you make just to get Infowars material or your regular email or whatever. Tell your friends and family, sign up as well so we can stay in contact with you. That is a key lower-tech way for us to send you information that you can then spread on to others. Survivalblog.com. You know, I want to get Mr. Rawls on about his novel itself and Islam for a full hour or more in the near future. But right now, let's just go ahead and go back to calls. Speaking of the caliphate, more in Texas. You're on the air with James Wesley Rawls.
How y'all doing today?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
My question, and I don't want to be long-winded, but my question is the original founders of Islam was black people, and they weren't Arabs. But my question is, since the Europeans actually helped put these Arabs in charge, is it kind of like, I don't want to say justice, but is it payback for them allying with Arabs instead of black people as they should have allied with? That's my question.
All right. Well, let me try to throw I get what you're saying, that it is true that the British Empire and others kind of set up Islam, put the Wahhabists in control, the worst sect, obviously, who did say that black people weren't humans in their, not the Quran, they wrote that afterwards, and kill all the blacks they find in areas of Africa. That's why I don't get so many blacks, joining that form of Islam. But Mr. Rawls, you studied this. What's your take on what he said?
Well, to begin with, I think the whole concept of race is spurious. I think there's only one race, and that's the human race.
Yes.
And for many, many years, kings and princes and parliaments have been trying to divide people by putting labels on the so-called races and to drive a wedge between people, to create conflict, which they can then manage to meet their goals. So I reject the whole concept of racism to begin with.
Right. It's balkanization. Thank you, Moore, but it's an interesting question. Well, I mean, here's Mexico. 6 months to a year hard labor. They torture you. They shock you. They beat you. That's in The Guardian. I said just last week, they beat you up. Mexico has some of the most draconian rules, but they can't have huge third world populations coming in. They'll collapse even worse. I'm not saying what they're doing is good. How are we supposed to take all these people, though, and give them everything free? I'm not against these poor Latin Americans, but the globalists are bringing them in, turning them into a tribal, racial-based group, even if that's a fraud, to then ally with the socialists and vote our guns away. What do we do then, Mr. Rawls?
Well, we need to reject racism. We need to point out when it's being used as a psychological weapon. And we can't fall for the race baiting. It's important that we recognize that as American citizens, we represent the end result of what our founding fathers had in mind. And it actually worked remarkably well for many, many generations. And yeah, granted, we're in dire straits right now. And we've run up a huge national debt, but they cannot extinguish the spirit of individual liberty that still exists in this country.
I totally agree, but we can't have totally open borders and just bring people in and sign them up with the socialists.
No, that we have to be very protective of our borders. But for people who are American citizens, we have to fully bring them up in the culture.
Absolutely. I mean, to bring them into the Renaissance. 70 seconds. Thank you, Mr. Rawls. Stay there. We'll be back with more calls, Matt and others, Infowars.com. It's the tip of the spear, folks, and I don't like that fact, but that's the way it is.
Radio.
So pray for us. We need it. Believe me.